Into the Menards film room to take a look at a 9-1 team, maybe the best overall team in the NFL, the Seattle Seahawks, with former coach and player Pete Bursich. I'm Paul Allen. 9-1, best record to start through 10 games in Seattle history, averaging about 153 a game with the run.
Yep.
Defense is solid. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. Marshawn Lynch is the key to the offense. I think their wide receiving core, a little nondescript. I think Russell Wilson, with his mobility, has a way of extending plays. I think it's going to come down to our defense keeping points off the board, keeping our offense being able to not just throw the ball, because if you're stuck one-dimensional against this squad, it's going to be a long night.
Seahawks haven't lost a home game in nearly 2 years. Let's take a look at some film via the Menards film room.
The first thing that I want to talk about is just the athleticism and the abilities of Russell Wilson. We just got done playing RG3. Who, let's face it, is a heck of a quarterback. And we're just giving you an example here of even Tampa Bay. They have enough people in the box. This is a red zone play. They have the extra safety in here. But when you don't have yourself gap sound, now we have two bodies inside and a lot of green outside for Russell Wilson. He'll make you pay for these mistakes outrunning the safety. I mean, the safety, you know, has a bit of an angle on him.
That's nice.
But outrunning him to the end zone. This is why you've got to at least contain Marshawn Lynch the best you can, so you're not so overplaying the running back. You can see Russell. He's staring right at his coverage, right at the read, seeing that, pulls the ball out on his own. So Marshawn Lynch doesn't know if he's getting the ball or not. Mm. And all it takes is a little hesitation by the safety, number 37.
Zach Miller, big block.
Exactly, big block by the tight end. But you'll notice he's even with him right there on the hash mark.
Yep.
And he can't get there. Look at the space that he puts in there. Now, Marshawn Lynch, we all know the offense starts and stops at Marshawn Lynch. But I think as a running back, what's underrated about him is his intelligence, because he knows right now he's seeing two safeties. He's seeing a seven-man box. Russell knows this, so they're going to run the ball, probably a run-pass option. But what he does is he uses that knowledge to get himself an extra 10 or 15 yards at the end of this play. They should have this thing blocked up front. But right when he gets to this point, he knows that this is the backside safety. If he can get behind him,
brilliant,
then he's going to add another 10 or 15, maybe even 20 yards to this play. So once he gets through this line, and he knows he should be able to, they got everything blocked up front. He gets to that second level, and you can see the vision of the safety overplaying it back here, and he decides that, you know what, I'm going to take this space. And he has the speed not only to outrun any pursuit between the linebacker or the backside corner.
Go back a little bit. The big difference, Marshawn Lynch, upper echelon running back, no doubt. But when he hits this, when Adrian Peterson hits this, it's a touchdown.
Yes.
With Marshawn Lynch, it's not.
Not all the time. Not all the time. And, you know, and you're right. AP has that burst right here. When he gets to this spot right there.
Yeah.
Then most of the time, you're right, Paul, he can't outrun. You don't see many guys, many safeties in this league, able to overrun a play, turn around, and then come back and tackle Adrian Peterson. Now, the other thing that Seattle does and what they're infamous for is playing man-to-man. That's cat coverage. Basically here, again, you have 4D linemen, you have the linebackers. These guys are basically set in a five-man rush, so every one of these guys should have someone in the backfield. Atlanta knows this. They run the bend play, kick out the linebacker. I mean, and this is not a very physical play by this linebacker. He's basically running out of the way and opens up the hole, and you're getting to that second level. But everybody outside here has coverage. He has coverage. He has the fullback. Basically, the way this ends up, the backside linebacker has the tailback in coverage.
He didn't want to get blocked.
No, exactly. So, but instead of maybe making the running back cut back or anything like that, he just jumps outside. Hmm. So man coverage, very hard to throw against, but you can run against it. How much of it we'll see because of the threat of Adrian Peterson, well, I don't know. But we're seeing the fact that the pass on these guys, either you got to go after Sherman if he's not 100%, or you have to run the football and then go off the play action.
And last year, Cam Chancellor, 31, as we just saw, played the majority of the game by the line of scrimmage against Adrian Peterson. Adrian had a long run in that game, and he finished with 182 and a couple of touchdowns. In that game, Christian Ponder, the quarterback, arguably had his worst game as quarterback for the Vikings. So if the Vikings had been able to throw just a little bit in that game, they lose by 10, it could have been closer.
And the key is Cam Chancellor, like you said. We're seeing him not really as a safety on the line holding contain. They put him behind the line of scrimmage as a linebacker, and we can see that he struggles at times to read there. So if AP can get in his head a little bit, there might be some opportunities for him.